Good afternoon on this Wednesday of what some call Holy Week or Passion Week or Easter Week. You are listening to VCY America's Homefront program. I'm Jelaine Appling, and I'm honored to host Homefront each Wednesday afternoon. I also serve as President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council, a statewide organization working to strengthen, preserve, and promote God's plan for marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, and religious freedom in our state. These foundational issues greatly impact all of us right here, right now, and those are the issues we focus on during this program. Before we get into the issues for today, I'd like to take a few moments just to wish everyone a truly blessed Resurrection Sunday. Regardless of how people refer to this week, it is a special week for those of us who are true Christian believers as we celebrate Palm Sunday and Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, figuratively walk with our Savior through the events of the week leading up to Friday and his sacrificial crucifixion on Calvary, and on Sunday rejoice with shouts of victory as we contemplate our risen Savior. What a week, what a Savior. Well, today I have a guest joining me to talk about Wisconsin Family Council's unique teen camp, Lead Wisconsin. But before I introduce our guest, I'd be derelict in my responsibilities if I didn't remind you about our spring nonpartisan general election. Election day is next Tuesday, April 2nd. Polls open at 7 in the morning and close at 8 in the evening. Early in-person voting is going on right now statewide and in most municipalities ends this Friday. I urge you to visit myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov to see your sample ballot, get polling place information, and more. And then go vote. Remember that every ballot across the state has two binding referenda questions. If passed, they will amend our state constitution relative to conducting our elections. Question one has to do with the so-called Zuckerbucks that came into Wisconsin in the 2020 elections and have continued in our elections since then. The question asks voters if they want to amend our state constitution to prohibit such outside money being given or asked for when it comes to the conducting of our elections. A yes vote confirms this position. A no vote says, nope, don't want to do that. Question two has to do with the outsiders who showed up in the 2020 elections, people who had no authority to be involved in the conducting of our elections, and in some instances usurped the authority of authorized clerks. The question asks voters if they want to restrict election personnel only to legally authorized people who are responsible for the conducting of our elections. A yes vote confirms this position. A no vote says leave it the way it is. And with that, let's get to our guest. It's a privilege today to have one of our Wisconsin Family Council staff members with us. We have Sierra Cochran, who is the director of our Lead Wisconsin Teen Camp. She also does some graphic design for us and does also some social media work for us. So she's multi-talented. But one of the most important things she's doing right now is getting us ready for Lead Wisconsin 2024. So welcome, Sierra.
Thank you.
So talk to us about Lead Wisconsin and how it came to be and what it is, and help the people understand about this really unique camp.
Yeah, so Lead Wisconsin is a biblical worldview and leadership camp for teens. This is our fourth summer doing it, and we're modeled after a similar camp in Michigan. And so we welcome teens 13 to 19 years old for the summer, and our weeks are July 14th through the 19th. So the teens really get to come and get a leadership simulation. They get to work in critical thinking skills and get some biblical worldview teaching as well, and just to meet friends and peers in the same circumstances as them.
So we built this on a civics and government platform. What does that mean? What's that look like?
So our platform comes from our tracks that we run, and our teens are placed, first-time campers are placed into an assembly track where they're working on real Wisconsin bills throughout the week with their caucus, and they're developing critical thinking skills, working on arguments for their bills, and working on arguments against their opposite caucus bills, and they really just develop those skills, and then they also develop public speaking skills for the week, and we take them to the Capitol where they'll hold their public hearings, and they have press conferences, and so they really get a rounded out experience in that. They'll learn a lot of the civics process of a bill through the camp, and we also have a Senate track where they will do a lot of similar things as the assembly, but they have to write their amendments to the bill. So they get a little added challenge of writing and learning to develop further arguments on their bill. And that track is available for returning campers.
Is that the only track that alumni campers can take up if they come back to camp?
No. So we do get labeled a government camp sometimes, and that's not our intention, but we get that because of our first two tracks, which are Assembly and Senate. But we do offer a media track and a business track for returning campers. So our media track is for anybody who's really interested in journalism, writing, broadcasting. So during the week, those campers will be learning how to write journalistically. They'll be producing a daily newspaper for the camp, as well as going to the Capitol to cover public hearings and interviewing their fellow campers. They'll also be learning broadcasting skills and producing a broadcast for the week as well. So they get a really rounded out experience. They even got to tour PBS Wisconsin last year and learn more from them. And then our new track this year is Business Track, and that's available for returning campers over 16 years old, just because it's an extra bit of a challenge. And they'll be running a simulation where they work in teams of four, and they'll be working to make their company the most profitable during the week.
All that's crammed into from Sunday afternoon or evening through Friday late afternoon?
Yes, and when I observe it, it blows my mind too that they can learn so much in a week. But they do that, and then they get worldview in there as well, and free time, and all kinds of things.
So we bring in worldview speakers. Who are our worldview speakers this year?
This year we'll have Alex McFarland join us for the Monday and Tuesday, and then Megan Allman will join us on Wednesday and Thursday.
Can you give us some insight on what kind of topics they'll be talking on?
Yeah, so Alex McFarland is an apologist and evangelist, and he'll be talking on some things about like divine retribution and how do you reconcile a good God with the punishment of hell. And he'll also be talking about just how to interact with their culture from a Christian standpoint and what the Bible has to say about those things. I think we'll even talk about like the woke movement, how do they respond to that. And Megan Allman will be with us on Wednesday and Thursday, and she is known for her pro-life stance, her pro-life apologetics. So she will be discussing different things. She'll be talking about marriage and a biblical view of that, and beauty and what God says about that in all forms, and just some different topics like that. So we really cover cultural topics, things that would come up in their classroom discussions, in their first jobs, things like that as they get out into the world and they have to interact with people of a different background.
You think it's fair to say that everything we do at camp is really about accomplishing the mission of raising up a generation of godly leaders who will engage the culture from a biblical perspective?
Yes, we definitely, that's our goal. That's our mission at Lead Wisconsin. We're trying to make them effective godly leaders wherever they're called. If they end up being senators or representatives, that's great. But that's why we also have the media track and business track, because God doesn't call everybody to that career. So yeah, that's our goal at Lead Wisconsin, and that's why we have our biblical worldview speakers. We have evening sessions where we bring in Christians from all types of careers to encourage the teens to live out their faith in those different callings. And we have devotions in the morning, and we have reflective time in the night with our crew members. And yeah, that's our goal.
So this camp is really grown way beyond my original expectations for it, by God's grace. Let's talk a little bit about what God has done just numerically with Lead Wisconsin.
Yeah, so our first year, I wasn't here for that, but our numbers, we maxed out at 80 campers, and we weren't expecting that many. So we definitely had to cap it there. And then that was just with one track. And the next year, we had our Assembly, Senate, and Media track, and we had 101 campers for that week. And then last year, our third year, with the same tracks, we ran 125 campers. So each year we've grown, each year our returning campers continue to come back. And this year we're expecting with a capacity of 140 campers. And we're going to reach that pretty soon. We have 115 registered already. So here we are in March, and yeah, 115 already registered is a pretty good sign.
This is my opinion, but when campers want to come back for repeat performances, to me, that just speaks volumes about that they enjoy camp. They're getting something out of it. You agree with that?
Yeah, I hear from a lot of campers at the beginning, they're like, oh, I don't know about this. They don't think they really enjoy it. Even some have said their parents have forced them to come. And by the end of the week, we get really good reviews from them. They really enjoy it and they return. So we have, 66 returning campers so far. So they enjoy it. It's a busy week for them, and they'll definitely learn and grow, and they'll be tired when they go home on Friday, but they'll enjoy it.
So let's talk about how people can find out more information about Lead Wisconsin. And I think we have an early bird special still going on, right?
Yeah. So we have an early bird discount that will end on March 31st. And that will save you $50 on your registration cost. Our normal registration fee is $450. So if you register and pay in full by March 31st, you'll save $50 and end up only paying $400. So that's a good deal, and we do have financial aid available to those who need it. We know that's a large chunk, especially if you have multiple kids for the summer, and so we do have that available. If you register for camp, you'll receive a link to a financial aid application, and you can just go ahead and fill that out. We've always been able to help anybody who has applied.
Well, that's true. We don't want to turn away any young person who wants to attend if they have financial problems. So, and folks, just so you understand, we have churches, we have individuals, we have organizations that give us money specifically so that we can help these young people attend through the financial aid. Where do people learn more about Lead Wisconsin and get registered if they're interested?
Yeah, so you can go to leadwi.org, and you can find out more information about our tracks, what camp will look like, and you can register there. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram just to see more photos and to see what we're like throughout the year as well.
What if we have people out there listening who are older than what would make them eligible for camp? Any role for them?
Yeah, so we are definitely looking for crew members for the week, and that's just kind of a typical camp counselor position. You're there with the campers during the day, moderating and making sure, you know, they're not doing anything too crazy, and helping them with their bills. You don't have to be a political expert to come to camp. We'll teach you everything you need to know for the week, and you're just there to really invest in the campers to build those relationships and, yeah, have a great time. So we're looking for crew members. Anybody above 19 years old can come, and you can find out more information about that on our website as well.
And we do make a modest stipend available to our crew members for the week, correct?
Yeah, our crew members that are college age, typically 19 to 25, will get a stipend for the week just to help, because we know you are typically in college and trying to start out life early. So we try to give you a stipend for that week as well.
Is there any role for people who are older than 25 in this camp?
Yeah, we still look for some crew members above 25. So if you're above 25, you don't have to worry about it. We'll take you. Yeah, just visit our website. We have our application details there. It's an extensive application just because we like to make sure that the people that are working at camp reflect our views and values, and we'll have a good time. We do have a background check for everybody who's involved. That's also included in your application details because we got to cover all those bases.
Well, Sierra, it looks like we have another wonderful week of Lead Wisconsin coming up in July. Thank you for all your hard work pulling all these details together. Folks, there are so many details on a camp like this. It's mind-boggling. Sierra's been doing a great job with that. So if you are interested in Lead Wisconsin, this unique camp, again, that website is
leadwi.org.
Or you can call 888-378-7395 and ask to speak directly to Sierra. Thank you, Sierra, for joining us for Homefront today.
Thank you for having me.
And with that, we're out of time. If Wisconsin Family Council can help you with anything we've talked about today, or to find out how you can support our efforts to strengthen, preserve, and promote our shared values, please call us at 888-378-7395 or visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for listening. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."